now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Oh, now don't adjust your sets. It's Matthew Tosh here, and with me this week is the ever buoyant Laura Lelamy.
Hello. On this week's show, we will be delving into the Christmas edition of Queen and Country magazine. Plus, we hear the latest from Just Like Us podcast for young people.
We've got your news, a MiFi from Avon and Somerset Police, and some cracking tunes. Welcome aboard.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes. I just knew
I
that was going to happen. You got it in.
I know, everyone wanted me to hear me say that.
That's
so.
Lovely. Now, you've come into the studio like bag lady tonight. What's going on?
I have. So, I've been shopping. I hate Christmas shopping. I'm pretty much a Scrooge or Grinch, whatever one. Like, I'm less green, so...
Tis the season to be jolly.
Exactly, so we'll be Scrooge. I just get my Secret Santa gifts, which I forgot. So, and I love her. Well, my housemate, so...
Hold on. It's not a Secret Santa if you say it on air, is it?
I know, but she doesn't know who I... Oh, well, she knows now, because I was the only one that didn't get her a present. So, live on air, I'm going to apologise, she can listen back.
We'll just give you a spade.
Yeah. I dug myself a right old big hole there, so...
Else on the show tonight, we have Mr. Terry Starr.
Hello.
Looking after the news department. Are you well?
I have missed your face.
Thank you. Not many people do, so I'll take that as a wonderful compliment. Thank you. I'm wearing a Christmas jumper as well today.
I know.
Several of us
looking
are,
very so. Sexy, not
Thank
gonna lie.
And our producer this week is Steffi.
Good evening, everyone. How are we?
Ticking along.
Yeah, good. Not too bad. How you been?
I've been okay, except for a cold.
Oh.
Which has been hanging on for 3 weeks. That's why there's the nasality thing going on.
Yeah, it's really because you're cold-hearted, you know, can't get better.
Oh, no, just say that. That's a good thing to say.
Thanks, girlfriend.
I think she's filling in for Andy on the insults.
Yeah, yeah.
At least my insults are going to be far better, though.
Oh, of course,
Andy's is just like, no. No, I definitely will improve on them, don't you
so
worry.
So you're a higher quality insult.
I'm higher quality.
I'm glad
of
that.
Yeah. I'm the top brand.
Okay.
I love it when everyone gets on so well together. Listen, lots coming up in the show. We're going to kick off with My Five from, this week actually, it's once a month, from Avon and Somerset Police. Mike Stephen is standing by with this week's My Five. My Five on Shout Out.
Hi, this is AS Police, My Five for Shout Out Radio. I'm Mike and I'm on my own today as Helen is off work currently. She's had a shoulder operation, so is recuperating at home. I am a little bit suspicious though, based on the time of year, and I swear she's probably at home wrapping presents and getting herself ready for Christmas, but there we go. Okay, so what have we been up to in this last month? Well, we started off on the 1st of December with World AIDS Day. I know Helen and one of our special constables, Dave, they went down to support Brigstow in raising awareness around, obviously, AIDS and the fact it was World AIDS Day. Red ribbons. And we've had another... There was an event at the Arnold Feeney, which was from Bristol Drugs Project and led by Natasha. This was a cinema event, and also that was supported by one of our special constables who works for us in our communications department, but is doubles up as a special constable, and he went and represented Avon and Somerset Police at that event. That's just a snapshot of what we've been up to this month. Obviously, we do continue to support local events across the Avon and Somerset policing area. But the main thing I wanted to talk about this month, to keep it in your minds, is that in January, just before I go into that, you've probably heard me speak about this before, where we are desperately trying to revamp the LGBT liaison and officer roles within Avon and Somerset. And that has been an ongoing project over the last 12 to 18 months. Part of that is our website development, or micro website development. development, which will run off of the main Avon and Somerset website. Obviously, many of you would have heard me speak about that before, not just on this particular podcast, but also when I am doing my sexual offences work. But I did want to reassure you that that is still work in progress. It will be coming, and it all forms part of a new programme, which will start in January, and where we are forming part of the overall organisational programme around people and organisational development. We have a day's workshop scheduled at the end of January, which will include the entire LGBT plus team, along with some of our project management and HR representatives. And the idea from that day will be to really thrash out between us what it is that we want the liaison team to deliver, and what is it that the community are looking for, and things that have been asked of us or suggested to us over the last 12 to 18 months. We will be looking to basically work together across several workshops during that day, and hopefully come up with the answers by the end, by the conclusion of that day, with how we're going to go forward. But one of the key things we're looking at is what I always refer to as tangible results, and that is around what is it the LGBT plus community are looking for us to deliver. Now, we all know, obviously, policing is extremely stretched at the moment as far as finances is concerned, so there won't be anything special or specific additional services that we can deliver, but we do need to look at what we're currently delivering and whether that is meeting the needs of the community. So just to assure you, that is still work in progress, and I expect to see that going forward over the next 12 months from January next year. Now, I am aware we are rapidly running out of time with this podcast, but obviously, first and foremost, from myself and everybody at Avon and Somerset Police, we obviously wish you a very merry and safe Christmas. And just time to mention the current government / Home Office advertising around hate crime, which is going out on TV screens at the moment. And on the back of that, I would just ask and reassure you all that if any of you suffer any form of hate crime over the festive period, and of course at any other time of year, that I encourage you to report it to us on 101, or if you're in personal immediate danger or the event is in progress, that you call us on 999. We will respond to your call on a 999. 101, then we will come back to you in a more timely fashion. However, I do encourage everybody to report it to us so that A, we know what is going on in the community, and B, we can ensure that relevant support is put in place. So once again, Merry Christmas to you all, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2019.
If you have a story you could tell in 5 minutes, get in contact. Visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
You can just imagine yourself trotting over the hills on a horse.
Definitely. You know, like riding that horse.
That's The Road to Camelot. It's by an artist called Enid. Which is Diane
well
Backwood.
Said.
You like that? Diane Backwood. Diane Arkenstone is the musician's name. She's Canadian, I believe. And so that's called Road to Camelot. But Camelot, nobody actually knows where it was. There's been lots of theories, and it's thought to be based somewhere in Britain, according to all the legends. My vote is that it was in the Digbeth area in Birmingham.
Camelot features in Legend of King Arthur, right?
Yes, King and his country.
And now we're going to talk about Queen and country.
Oh, Lara, I see what we did there.
Yeah.
Shall we bring in James Wilkinson, who is editor-in-chief of Queen and Country and Queen and Country magazine, and a regular voice on Shoutout.
Hello, Shoutout team. I'm sort of like, what an enjoyable entrance. I think very good, very good illiteracy, is that the word?
Illiteracy.
Yes, very good, very good, very good.
Yeah, illiterate bunch. Now, yes. You've been going for, the magazine's been going for over a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah, nearly two.
Nearly two.
So I can't believe where the time's actually gone. But, I mean, just what a sort of journey we've had. I mean, it's been lots of sexy men, lots of really talented journalists, novelists, and lots of really cool kind of things coming up over the Christmas period as well.
Now, there will be people listening who may not be aware of what Queen and Country is
Absolutely.
All about. So this is your elevator pitch time.
Yep. Oh, God. Hopefully I've watched enough Apprentice. so basically, my kind of bio, if you like, my sort of plaster everywhere is putting the Queen and Country. So basically, we are the we're the platform and the voice for not just gay men, but the LGBTQ plus community in rural and towns. So basically, anywhere that's potentially outside of things like London and Manchester. So they're great places. Obviously, they serve a purpose. But I think, especially in the kind of modern era and the busy kind of sort of times we're in, society wise, I think people are sometimes looking for escapism, people that could be living in the city that want to escape that, or people that just want a quieter life. And I think we're trying to give people not only the voice but the kind of community for us to come and to provide that, so people can come together, whether it's for walks, whether it's for, you know, parties do happen in the country as well, and they can be great. And I think, you know, what a place to build a life and make great friends for life, really.
So do you have a website? Because I think I had a cheeky little look on the website, and there were some lush things like health and all those things. Do you want to just go through like what that's got on it, so people can know
absolutely
whereabouts to go and what to look for?
Completely. I'm really pleased you said health first off. I mean, actually, I was only scrolling through myself today just preparing, and you know, we are bombarded now with not only mental health issues in terms of where you can go to sort of help yourself, you know, aid more positive mental health and well-being, not for yourselves and for your loved ones, and I think, you know, I think we have to be on that conversation.
Definitely.
I think we have to be in it, not just because we have to, but I think it's coming from a very personal point of view as well. I mean, I moved away from London for 4 years, and I was looking for a new life, really. And, you know, some blooming good memories from there. But I think it was time to sort of start feeding the soul more. And I think the more and more people that log onto the website, they say, oh, yeah, great, I didn't know that about, whether it's kind of, you know, chemsex, or whether it's about sort of meditating or kind of psychotherapy. We're trying to sort of touch on those issues.
It's fantastically accessible. Yeah. Like everything.
Thank
I just wanted to click on more and more stuff.
That's good.
Including the gorgeous men. Like, not that I'm into men, but I can appreciate a good body.
We nearly turned you, did we?
Oh, a little bit almost. Yeah. Oh, God, I was worried there. But I came back to myself and I saw, like, it's amazing.
Thank
so, what have you got coming up in Christmas?
So, if we sort of I was just seeing hand movements in the studio. I'm like, oh, where are we going?
Don't worry about
jazz hands. So no, absolutely. So Christmas is jam packed full, and I think what's really exciting is we're talking about the mental health side of things. Mm-hmm. I think if we, I can just sort of. I know we were backstage, before we came on air, we were talking about outdoor lads. I think there's a gentleman in the studio who's potentially about to join, and I'd like to think he will. Basically, outdoor lads we partnered up with, not only for Christmas, but for the new year, and we're hopefully going to be sponsoring one of their big spring breaks next year. So I think we've got similar talking points in giving gay men at the moment a safe place where we can kind of come together, make new friends, look forward to sort of weekends away, whether hiking, camping, walking. And they've got a really amazing Christmas Day magazine on the brain event coming up, which
they're doing
is
an event on Christmas Day.
They're doing an event on Christmas Day, and it's called Family Christmas, so it sounds really cute and cuddly, but it is a very serious day, because everybody in the world always finds Christmas a bit stressful, and they like to have that kind of day where they can just go and, oh my God, relax, and I'm away from family and friends. You know, it's just kind of that space.
And also, I mean, for the LGBT community, particularly if you're not out with your family, there's a lot of pressures, and we'll be hearing a little bit later in the podcast from Just Like Us. They'll be talking about some of those things.
Brilliant.
We're all on message here.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Outdoor Lads. We should say that what Outdoor Lads is, it's an organisation that runs outdoor activities for gay, bi men and trans guys right across the UK. It's not just in the West Country, is it?
No, it's all over the UK. And actually, to my surprise, actually they're all in the cities as well. So whether you're in London, you know, for a weekend, or in Bristol, even, you know, there's walks over Christmas happening in Bristol. You know, so you can do Christmas shopping, then go on a nice outdoor lads walk around the city. So I mean, just amazing, because obviously everyone's connected on social media now, so you can kind of pal up with people, and just a great way to, you know, get off the apps, and if that's what you want to do, and just
look at nature,
and you know, who knows, meet your lifelong partner along the way, you know, or your soulmate.
Hope Cupid is working along that.
But it's a really important point there, because if you're not careful, you can spend so much time staring at screens.
Absolutely.
Even if you're on a train, you see people with their heads down in laptops and phones, and all the scenery going past outside. Yes. You're thinking, come on, just take a moment out. So
absolutely,
organisations like this, and with your articles, it's kind of helping us to kind of reconnect.
Absolutely, and I think I knew from when we started this venture that Outdoor Lads would be an amazing partnership. So I've sort of worked very hard to sort of, get them to sort of see where we're coming from and learn. We're learning more about each other at the moment, and I think it's a great partnership. So, I think it's... next year looks very exciting.
What kind of things have you been on? Have you been on an Outdoor Lad kind of thing? Like, what is your experience, and what advice, like, what kind of things will you look out for, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I've not personally been on one, but we've been invited, myself and Robert, my business partner, on the actual, they did a fancy dress Christmas event in Kent, which apparently is really renowned for their flamboyant dressing up, and it was all over their kind of website, and it was really, we were honoured to get invited just because of deadlines and things, we couldn't make it, but I think next year we plan to go on a walk with them, so that's very exciting.
So do you just go on their website to look at what who where the walks are?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're really amazing website that you can just pick out very easily on their homepage. Sort of the events are quite large, and you can see now what's happening from December right the way through into the summer next year.
They're very easy to find as well. It's outdoorlads.com.
absolutely.
That's all in one word,
nice and simple.
And it's the same on if you look for Outdoor Lads on Twitter and Outdoor Lads on Facebook as well. You'll be able to find them on there. So, and I did have a little look earlier because I was quite interested.
Good.
And there's lots of events. Spatters around the country.
There is, and if there's time, just to sort of mention that Andrew and Danny, who we have interviewed for our Christmas, part of our Christmas special, and really cute story from both of them. And it happened on Christmas Day in 2016, in one of the hostel events in Marlham, which was the Family Day Christmas event. So they've now run it together, and basically one of them went out for a walk whilst one of them was preparing the dinner. I think it was Danny who went out for the walk and Andrew was preparing the dinner, and then Danny came back, and then Andrew said, I want to call you for a second. And of course everybody was getting ready for dinner, and it was all the friends coming together, and I think Andrew said, I need to speak to you, I need to kind of bring you upstairs and show you something. So Danny was like, no, we need to get the dinner on, there's all these people waiting, they paid money for tickets. And I think Andrew had left a note, a letter, like a little love note on the side of the bedside table, and Danny opened it, and it said, I love what we would have, and I would marry him. Is that right? Maybe not. I think it is. I'm just making sure I get this right, because it's quite a passionate message. So, inside the card was the statement, I love what we have, and will you marry me, basically.
Oh, wow.
And I think
take
that's
notes, girls.
Yes, absolutely.
Guys.
And Dan jumped and said,
well,
yes, they
me.
They
self-interest.
Literally.
I got you.
Sorry, go on.
So they hugged and cheered and then tried to keep cool because they're all in the hostel, and what an amazing kept secret, really.
Literally the most beautiful thing.
And they tried to not say anything until dinner, when all the Outdoor Lads were together and they announced it with a glass of fizz, and how cute.
Love.
How you cute. See, that's what I like about clubs and activities like that, because you're there doing something that you all enjoy rather than just randomly. Sometimes you meet people in a bar or something and you try and work out what you got in common.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you can't actually work that out because it's so noisy. Am I sound like an old man?
Yeah, you do. But the main point is, it's a nicer way to meet. Like you said, in bars, it's not as easy to get a conversation flowing. With things like this, you can go and talk, try up conversation, and I love that. I love to talk anyway. But you know, so it's a great opportunity for people. Don't look at me like that, Matthew. I can see you at the side of my eye. Sorry.
It's okay. The just going back to the party thing, which I was really stumped. I couldn't go to. I was just sort of said to a couple of friends, "Do you want to come with me?" As kind of my plus one, and then because, you know, time went by, and then they actually got back to me and went, "Oh my god, this is amazing. I would have jumped at the chance." It's the amount of people that actually, if they know about it due to kind of, you know, communication advertising, that actually a lot of people would be into this. It's just accessibility and you know, the message and stuff.
Yeah, I think just more advertising to young people, everyone would be great. This is why we're here.
Absolutely. I think that will be a big splash on Queen and Country on the website. So do head over to it when you can, when you get a moment amongst the Christmas chaos. You know, we're on iPhone and everything. Of course, we are Instagram as well. At the end of the questions, I will announce how you can get in touch.
It is. I will say, I've dipped in and out of Queen and Country for a few months, and it is a very easy read. And like you said, Laura, there's such a diverse range of articles on there. You can sort of dip in out. There's something there to suit your mood, whatever mood I'm in when I go to that. So
thank you. That's very kind.
All credit to the suite of writers. I mean, where do you draw your writers from?
Rather funny story. When I was actively on the social app
Grindr. Sorry, go.
Is that good?
Just your cheeky little face tower in the corner is quite funny.
Yeah.
there's a lot of men out there that are looking for professional hookups. Can I use the word hookups?
Meetings.
Yeah. I don't know. I said
rendezvous.
Rendezvous. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I've got myself three writers from there. So I think that's high five to Grindr, really.
Why not?
And they're very good writers. I won't name names.
But
I think, you know, we have to be.
You have to be creative in the way that you.
We have to be creative, you know. And then actually, besides that, Instagram, you kind of works in that similar technical way. And we've
got
writers from there.
Can people send
you
like articles? So if I wanted, not me, but say if my friend wanted to write you an article, can they say, would I send it to you?
Absolutely. Or? So you can contact, we've got three email addresses, but I won't bore you with all of them. So you can send it to the generic one as contact@queenandcountrymagazine.co.uk. And if you really want to bombard me, you can send me an email, james.wilkinson@queenandcountrymagazine.co.uk. We have two people monitoring those daily, so we will see them. So anything from unusual stories, whether it's an unusual growing up story on a farm or kind of out of the city, or maybe you moved out of the city, and we'd love to hear from you because everybody's story is different.
Perfect.
And obviously Instagram as well. I keep talking about Instagram, but it is the thing.
it's another platform, isn't it? Yeah. James Wilkinson is editor-in-chief of Queen and Country magazine, which features the best of country life for gay men, exploring the quintessentially British lifestyle through culture, property, style, food and well-being. James, if people want to find you online, what's the website address?
So the website address see what we've been kind of chatting about in the show today and an awful lot more over Christmas, www.queenandcountrymagazine.co.uk.
And if you're on social media,
just use the @queenandcountrymagazine and the same on Instagram @queenandcountrymagazine. Give us a hit, give us a like, and sign up to our newsletter for anything from kind of offers and brand awareness and all sorts of goodness.
Fabulous.
Yes, thank you
for coming.
No
to
problem.
Talk
thank
to
you very
us,
much.
And I'm sure we'll see you in the new year.
Yes, and a Merry Christmas from us here at the team.
Fantastic. News is coming up after Grace Petrie.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That is Grace Petrie and Dancing to Tom Paine's Bones. Poor old Tom Paine's there.
I do love that song. I'm not going to lie. It's very.
Don't know what happened to him.
No, neither do I.
It is Tom Paine wrote The Rights of Man, was it?
I don't know.
In the 18th century.
Of course you know that, Terry. Fountain of knowledge you are.
There will be somebody listening who will know, so please tweet us at Shout Out Radio and let us know, because I don't actually know. Terry Starr's standing by with the news headlines. You ready to go, sir?
I am.
I'll press this button then.
Here we go. This is Shout Out News on Thursday the 13th of December. Over in Wales, the Aberystwyth-based small radio station Radio Bronglais has met up with Mike Parker, who many of our listeners will remember was for years a columnist at the Birmingham-based gay, lesbian and trans magazine Midland Zone. Today based in mid-Wales, Parker has had a varied career, producing a documentary series for BBC Radio 4 on the history of cartography and standing for Parliament as a candidate for the Welsh National Party, Plaid Cymru, who was recently elected a gay leader. In his interview with Radio Bronglais, Mr. Parker revealed that now he's beginning to feel that political parties are what is wrong with society, and he also talks about his passion for maps. You can visit our website for a link to the Listen Again function for the interview. Issue 62 of the gay men's style and clubbing magazine Dirty Boys has waded into an internet debate within the gay male community about the decision of the bear nightclub XXL to bar men from wearing high heels and other accoutrements usually associated with femininity. In an editorial, the magazine says that in its opinion, the decision was taken not to be anti-femme, but to create a safe space for gay and bi men to explore masculinity. The magazine is available on subscription and in Bristol is stocked by the Bristol Bear Bar and in the gay lifestyle shop Prowler. Issue 315 of the newspaper for the over 50s Mature Times reports on a brand new initiative that is working with publishers to increase representation of a diverse society in children's books. The Little Box of Books project will include stories that feature families with an African, South Asian and East Asian background, as well as households with same-sex parents, grandparents and people living with disabilities. You can subscribe to the scheme online and get sent mail order books which will interest all families with children, whatever their makeup. In London, the gay and bisexual men's fetish shop Regulation, which has been a feature of St Albans Place in Islington since 1991, has announced plans to relocate to Soho imminently. Advertisements have appeared in gay bar magazines such as QX, and according to GayCities.com, the reason for the move will be because the existing store is to be redeveloped by the landlord. The shop has been a fixture on London's gay scene now for several generations, and its new shop in the heart of Soho will help bring back some sexiness and gayness to an increasingly de-gayed area. Now, it was not widely reported in the UK, but the left-wing fortnightly paper The Socialist, formerly known as Militant, says that a school strike and demonstrations in Spain, whose demands were an end to classroom sexism and homophobia, linked up young people, veteran campaigners and a whole host of progressive, feminist, LGBT and equalities organisations. An estimated 1.5 million students emptied secondary schools across regions including Galicia, Asturias, the Basque Country, Valencia, Andalusia, and Madrid. 60 regional demonstrations were held on the same day as the strike, with upwards of 15,000 young people marching in Madrid alone. The actions were coordinated by Sindicato de Estudiantes. And finally, the country's oldest Jewish newspaper, The Chronicle, reports that Jewish women in Parliament face a disproportionate amount of anti-Semitic abuse online, around 15% more than male MPs. The research showed that members of Parliament such as Luciana Berger and Dame Margaret Hodge were more likely to be subjected to abuse by users of the notorious far-right website Stormfront. Stormfront is a pure Hitlerite site and is also one of the most homophobic and transphobic on the web. The research was commissioned by the Community Security Trust and the Anti-Semitism Policy Trust and was published ahead of a conference on misogyny and anti-Semitism, which has been launched in Parliament. The Equalities Minister, Penny Mordaunt, said that the venom that women in Parliament face is something else compared to the abuse male MPs receive. For these news stories and more, you can visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. And for Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That jazz.
I can tell you it's all jazz hands here in the studio. That is the overture from the motion picture Chicago, which was out in 2002. Catherine Zeta-Jones there. Now, this week, we are featuring the Just Like Us podcast, the last one for 2018. And they're talking about Christmas and what it's like to be LGBT over the holiday season.
Just Like Us, for LGBT young people.
Hey Sarah.
Hey James.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Wonderful, glad to hear it. Welcome to Just Like Us, the monthly podcast for LGBT young people.
Yay, we're going to be talking about different LGBT plus themes every month. We should probably introduce ourselves because...
We should, we're new.
We aren't the same ones you've heard before. So, this is James, he's it's 19. Me.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
Yep.
We've been friends for like a year. I should know his age. James is gay. If they just his gay, his pronouns are he, him. We are both students at Oxford.
And we're best friends.
We are close acquaintances.
Okay. Right, I'm going to introduce Sarah now. She hates me, apparently. We're not friends. Sarah is almost 20.
Don't remind me.
Her pronouns are she, her. Mm-hmm. And she's a bisexual.
We met at... So our college did a party, and James was dressed as either Mr. Bean or Jeremy Corbyn. No one
was
sure.
It was ambiguous.
It was, yeah.
I think we settled on Corbyn.
It was solid.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
So we're talking about the holidays with regards to being LGBT.
Yeah, the season is upon us.
Tis the season. Make the Yuletide gay.
It's
a fun
It's an interesting one because it's not one that you always associate with being LGBT. You forget that there are some specific things that are different. It's like when I was in the closet, I was very careful about the presents I would ask for. Like I wouldn't ask for certain books because if they were in the LGBT section, my mum would go there and be shocked.
Oh, no, that's such a thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the closet, I felt like, yeah, there were several of my interests that I was like, oh, I don't want to betray.
Yeah, it's weird though, because now I'm like, I'll just fully ask for any books I want, anything. And then also my mum asked me, she texted me the other day asking which rainbow jumper she could buy me, which is really wholesome. So it's like, it's nice take a second to think, oh, like a few years ago, I wouldn't have been able to. You know, if you know someone who likes Marvel and that's like their thing and you always get them a Marvel thing, I feel like being LGBT plus is kind of my thing.
It's its own interest.
Like some people are like, I'll just Google LGBT plus or like I'll search it on Etsy and then anything I find, I just give to them.
It's got a rainbow on it? Yes, please.
Honestly, it's not always the best though. Sometimes it can be a bit lonely. You're very close to your family the whole time.
Yeah, it's very like, it's very close quarters.
Yeah, definitely. And you're kind of always like catching yourself to be like, like you have to think about what you're saying the whole time. And then that's even when you're around family that's not homophobic, I think. It's just, just kind of being aware of yourself. And then sometimes being aware that maybe you don't feel like you're fully being yourself with these people. It's a hard one. I said it's a deep
mood.
One, but it is. But it's like,
no,
it's like
I felt valid. That. No, Christmas is such a time where it's like, you know, there'll be like something gay on TV and you'll be like, I can't react
when
too
Carol
big.
Came out. I was, yeah, when the when film Carol came out, I was kind of, I was so intrigued, but I also didn't want to risk watching it because I'd have to secretly watch it in my room. And then it's kind of when things like that happen, or like in a film where you're just like, you're very aware. It's like when watching a sex scene with your parents. Like, not that like LGBT stuff should be like sexualized, but it is a bit, you're just very on edge and very aware of everyone's reaction.
Oh no, my thing in the closet was so like, I would always be aware of the fact that my legs were crossed. As soon as anything gay happened, I was like, normally, because I'm gay, I was sitting with my legs crossed. And I would suddenly be like, oh my God, no, like I look really gay, like right now. Like I can't, I have to, spread it out.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
Yeah, so I mean, so we've said it's a bit lonely, but like, we can be inspirational. What are some things we can do, Sarah, to stop being as lonely? No, that sounded very accusatory.
I think one of my main things is focusing sometimes on having your chosen family is like a big thing. So like
that's such a thing we get to do as like LGBT plus people.
Yeah, like it's awesome. A term that gets bandied around a lot, but it really is,
it's so real.
Yeah, and I think it's nice to think about the fact that maybe even if you don't have a chosen family now, you'll have one day. So then
that was my thing actually, because I mean, because of holidays and stuff, you know, I'd be going through this, I was in the closet and everyone was just like, oh, like, hang out with your gay friends, and I'll be like, where?
I don't
where
have
are
any.
They? But I think for me, it was very much about, like, self-care.
It's a
bit of a buzzword nowadays.
It is a
all
buzzword.
The teens are talking about self-care.
Millennials love self-care.
We do.
But also, I feel like it should be something that everyone loves because it's just fun.
It's
like
true.
You can take the night off and be like, I have a face mask. I'm, you know, self-care is important, especially if things are a bit stressful at home. I think knowing your little niche of things you can go back to is, because that can be your own safe space. Like doing a face mask or something in your room, or like taking time to listen to music can definitely be like your own little.
I think it was like, I'd love to go on like private browsing on my thing and like search up like gay TV shows that wouldn't show up on my Instagram.
I was so scared about what you were saying.
I just like watch gay TV shows and stuff, and like that was like always, whenever I was feeling like kind of down about not being able to be myself, that was always nice, just having that representation. Obviously we're quite lucky in terms of we don't have like awful family,
but
you know, if you're in, if somebody listening to this is in a situation that's actually going to be really bad, it's all very well and good for us to be like, self-care
is important. Family,
just take a face mask and homophobia will go away, or transphobia will go away. Like, no, that isn't going to work for everybody.
It is important to prioritize yourself, especially because it's such a season of think of other people, and it is important to think about other people. But I think when you're LGBT, like, you're vulnerable in a way that isn't necessarily applicable to every single person.
And honestly, like, it's okay to, at the same time, if your family is being really awful, we've kind of talked about ways to deal with family.
Yeah.
But it's kind of okay to not deal with your family.
I saw a really good Twitter thread from someone who said that they had a really toxic family, so they decided to just take Christmas for themselves. And they just, like, a...
That's so nice.
It's such a good, like, level of,
I'm
like,
going to do that if my brother annoys me this year. I'm going to be like, I'm taking Christmas for myself now.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
We were thinking of doing this cute little segment where we say, like, our favourite, you know, LGBT thing of the month, but we thought we could do one for the whole year.
I mean, one thing that people are going to learn on this podcast is that one of my favourite people in the world is Harry Styles, and as James knows too well.
I told her not to talk about this.
No, but it's great. So Harry Styles went on tour this year, and it was a very, very LGBT plus like, supportive tour. So, and he did a lot of things, and he released a song in which he spoke about... like being attracted to boys and girls, and I remember all of my friends being very excited.
I have written down that I have to talk about Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer. I just love it so much. It's such a Sarah and I, we just like had Dirty Computer just like on a loop for like a few weeks.
It was very loopable though. One of her songs was called Pink, and she had a really that was really good LGBT,
and it was trans inclusive as well, the video, which was amazing.
Yeah,
Love Simon happened this year. That was cool.
That was really cool.
It was so relatable that I literally had to lie down on the floor of the cinema during one scene.
During the film,
I literally just lay down on the floor. It's the bit where he's talking to his friend, and his friend is like, do you ever just feel like you're kind of like outside, and there's like a part of you that you can't, and I was like,
So those are some of our highlights of 2018. We'll see you next year.
Very exciting.
You've been listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people. The music was by Twisteria. We come into schools too. Young people, teachers and parents can find us at www.justlikeus.org.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Oh, nothing like a bit of star there. That's called Erasure, Laura.
Yep, not going to say anything. Great song.
Are you not familiar with them very, very much?
I'm not, and quite thankfully, not. But yeah, I do.
Just keep digging.
Sorry, it was your choice, though, wasn't it? And
I chose it for the listenership.
Okay, we lost the cut. I'm joking. So, Terry, well, you were saying like one of the other songs was great. I can't remember which it was.
Yeah. It's not their strongest song, in my personal opinion, but that's just my personal.
Steph? Right, let's just mention what's coming up next year, 2019, in Shoutout. Yes. Joining AS Police and Brigstow and Just Like Us, we've got Sasky. And there's going to be a Sasky 5 starting in 2019. Very excited about this one, high energy. And Lara's organising Kiki.
I am indeed. Kiki next year, Cutie Pop group. We're all going to be talking about lives as Cutie Pop people, so definitely join in for that.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
All to look forward to in 2019.
Yep. And we're looking forward to maybe a couple more stations next year.
Oh, yeah. Terry, what are you going to...
Well, yes, we're on 10 stations now, all fantastic community stations, which we really appreciate. And hopefully, maybe one or two more joining us in 2019. That'll be exciting.
No, that would be good. So if you're out there and you know of another station that could take us on board,
yeah,
then
if you're interested,
aboard.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard,
yeah.
Indeed.
Always welcome here.
Well, thank you very much, team. And the time just flies
it
by
does.
When you're petrified. I mean, sorry, I'm having fun. Laura, help me.
Don't forget that you can catch us on catch up on any of the shows by visiting us online. Shout out radio. shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Now next week is our Christmas special. Expect trivia, fierce competition and lots of cheating. Oh, did I just say cheating?
Yep.
Must be time to say goodbye. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Shout out
LGBT radio for you.